Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right, it's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
No shortcuts.
Hey, Carrie.
What up, Alicia?
What's up, my friend?
Nothing.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, it's hump day. That's also not happening. That's not up.
Female Encounters of the Live Kind podcast Wednesday. Hello.
It sure is.
From Traeger's.
Always at Traeger's.
Open at 4.
At the doghouse.
Doghouse opens at 5. Still not sure about the axe throwing.
About the what?
The axe throwing. We're still not sure about it. I haven't seen it in flesh.
Dude, I'm going to kill it at axe throwing.
Yeah, whenever we get here and it's open.
I need a Hello Kitty helmet, but I'm going
to when it warms up. No one wants to be cold throwing axes. It sounds awful. Probably hit you.
I would do it.
I know you would do a lot of things. We have a guest today.
We do.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, please, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Perla Wahoski.
I'm glad she said that because I remember I was telling you, I was like, I don't know how to say it. I'm just going to like cough through it. Perla, what? When someone's last
name. Wahoo?
I was like, what?
Say
what? What's over there?
My husband likes to say it's Polish because it's his name.
Oh, okay.
I was a Corona. Perla Corona. You may know me as Perla Corona if you met me before I got married.
When did you get married?
November last year, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I did know you before.
Yeah, you did know me before. You had my business card before I got married.
I did?
That's why you don't know my new last name. That's why you get a pass.
I'm surprised you didn't hyphenate.
Congratulations.
Did you think about it?
No, I don't like hyphenating because I handle loan documents, and that is a loan officer's nightmare.
Like,
don't hyphenate your name. I don't love
it.
She
did it for you, people.
Yeah.
Be thankful.
My first marriage, I was hyphenated. Second one, not hyphenated.
See, that's why you had to get rid of that hyphen. It wasn't working out.
I didn't even take his last name. Second one, I was like, no, I'm done.
For your next marriage, you should just be high.
Like, hey.
Think about that. No?
Or forget the like, finated.
Yeah, finated is overrated.
Blank, just fill in the blank. I'm Carrie Blank.
I know. Yeah. That's how I introduce you.
I'm going to fly through husbands.
You didn't introduce me, but if it was my friend that I invited, I would say, hey, this is my friend Carrie Blank.
Oh, was I being rude?
No.
Sometimes I miss social cues.
That was a callback joke, Carrie. It's fine. Perla, what do you do?
So I'm currently the branch manager at Wofford Bank.
Wofford, okay.
And besides my husband, right? And I'm also your Mrs. New Mexico America 2023. Oh, so I wear a couple hats.
Awesome. You wear a couple hats, a couple dresses, a couple gowns.
Yeah.
And a sash.
Still have a swimsuit competition?
They do. Okay. That's actually, what we don't have is a talent. They swap that up for local costume. Local costume is the new talent. It's so much better because I can't sing. I can barely dance. But I can sure as heck wear a costume.
I saw that picture on Facebook.
Actually, that picture on Facebook was when I won the national for Mrs. America. I won best costume for that. Yeah, I represented you guys so well that they were like, well, hot damn, that New Mexico did it.
She represents.
I represent it, and
she
I did win.
She wasn't married at the time, but they were the awesome said she represented, and she's not hyphenated.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
How long have you been in pageants?
So that was my first pageant ever. Well, winning state was my first pageant. So since June, how long is that? Wow. June, July, August, September, October, November.
You were
7 months.
Mean, I've never been in pageants, but I would imagine that you were considered a newbie, correct?
I'm 100% a newbie.
Yeah.
I am new to the game.
Maybe that
barely respected, but I showed up. Barely
like
respected,
it?
I showed up. It's different. It takes a different kind of energy. To answer the question, though, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's new, and it's taught me so many things about myself and about the people around me.
Right.
That, you know what? I'm going to say I like it. I appreciate it. And it's challenging in its own different right.
Okay,
what?
So you go. You go.
Don't fight over it now.
There'll be time for mine. I'll remember. Go.
I just want to... Are there a bunch of catty bitches?
Yeah.
Okay.
There not be?
It happens.
There's catty bitches in life, let alone pageant life.
But like,
there's catty bitches, but here's the awesome thing is that people are so much more comfortable for whatever reason. It seems like they're very comfortable supporting you in the pageant system when they forget. And well, maybe not when they forget, when they acknowledge the fact that, okay, we're all in a competition. We're all going to win or lose. So let's just be graceful about it and let's just have fun.
Right.
And I want to say about 95% of the women you find in pageantry are going to support you, understand what I like to call the law of pageantry. You're going to win or lose. Let's all respect each other. And then that 5% is going to forget that universal law that we're all going to win or lose, and they just want to keep a vendetta and hate you because you beat them.
Would you say that those 5% are just more competitive? Or
I like to think that they're competitive, but I honestly just think that they're petty. I honestly think that they just sometimes feelings get hurt. Sometimes, you know, it's maybe they thought that they could stand up and compete and remember, okay, I can lose. But when it came time to lose, it hurts.
Like, yeah,
it hurts. And so some people just don't get over it, I think. Yeah. And so that's where that comes from.
I mean, in sports, whatever, that's not just a you. This is a personal, you are being judged. This is about you. So it's hard to, like, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, right? This is you. You're being judged by your face, your poise, I guess, and all of that. Yeah, but, like, to me, that just says, hey, if I didn't win this, what can I do to improve me? Absolutely. Like, I don't see it as a, like, you freaking suck.
Well, and I feel like anyone who has that mentality probably will either not last long or will be miserable for years.
Right, or they just don't do it moving forward. Yeah, or you'd hope, right?
And that probably trickles into their personal life, and then that's just not my... We're not here to judge.
Right.
I am.
One thing that I did learn was that, and I think I read this on Instagram or somewhere, whenever you're tasked or come up with those challenges and you are just filled with all crap, what overflows out of you is what's always been in you. So if you're always an angry, nasty person, that's what you're going to spill onto somebody else. If you're a nice, kind person, even though you're under duress and having a hard time, kindness is what's going to spill out of you.
Yeah,
and I 100% believe that. Like, I've seen it. I've seen it. And, you know, we should all give each other a little grace. You know, I can have a bad day and be a piece of shit one day, but if I'm not consistently like that, like, please give me some grace and let me, like, stub my toe and be pissed at the universe for a day. Yeah. And that's how I go about it with those queens that may be kind of seem bitter. I'm like, okay, well, today you're like this, but are you going to be like this tomorrow? Yeah. If so, I'm writing you off. Just kidding, no.
Well, it's been noted. She's a bitch every other day.
It's been noted.
I think, like, well, getting into that later in life, like, what brought you to that? Like, how did you arrive, I'm going to do this?
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to do pageants because I've seen it. And it was something that I feel like everybody in my life, no one ever told me to my face, you can't do a pageant, you're not cut out for it, you're not. Mm-hmm. But even when I told my mom, she was like, you're not tall, but you're not
this
blonde, but you're 36. And I'm like, those are the exact reasons why I want to do it, because you have this perspective of what a pageant woman is. Mm-hmm. And this system in itself, Mrs. America, is out there to have women like me want to represent the actual American woman. And that means that I don't have to be blonde. That means that I don't have to be over 5'11". That means that I don't have to be a certain weight.
Yep.
And the fact that they welcome that and I learned about that is the reason why I was like, well, I'm freaking going for it.
Yeah, there's no reason
to. I think that's great, especially for younger girls.
100%.
Because, especially for New Mexico, because we are, I don't know, all the colors.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, and I don't blame my mom for having that mentality, because I feel like that is what pageant inculcated into a culture early on.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's not what it is. And that's not what the American woman 100% is nowadays. So they do want someone like me, who's short, Latina, to represent the short Latinas.
Right.
Like, that's why I'm here. So,
well, in anticipation of our interview, I watched a documentary about pageants. And coming up from, you know, in the 60s when they started, and, like, they were strictly swimsuit. Like, that was
way
what they were
before the 60s, wasn't it?
Well, when they actually started, like,
that's how it started?
Right.
It was, I think, like a summer.
Yep, it was a summer, like a East Coast Hamptons, like, men are bored. Let's fucking...
It was like, oh, let's do some fundraising with this. And they would, like, put them out in bikinis. And then it got bigger and bigger, and then it was like more things and more things. And it became something, I think, beautiful, right?
Oh,
that
absolutely
celebrates the woman, but with that also unhealthy things,
right,
I think, came out that I think we're trying to tweak and correct now. And I'm happy to be a part of that movement.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's evolving.
Mm-hmm. And when I tell people I'm Mrs. New Mexico America, they straight up, some people are like, oh my God, that's so cool. And some people are like, you're what? I'm like, yeah, that is me. I know I don't look like it, and I love it so much. This is me. Yep.
So what was your favorite part of competition?
Ooh, So then, I got to do it twice.
Of course, your least favorite.
Because I got to do it at state, right, which is the prelims to nationals, and they're structured exactly the same way. And my favorite, I think it had to be swimsuit, because I felt like it was the most, like, I could just see people's faces. Like, I love the shocking aspect of it. Like, she's doing what? Her ass is that big and it's out, and I'm like, yeah, like it is out. But of course, in a classy, right? Like, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just trying to say, hey, this is a body that deserves to be in a swimsuit.
Yeah, for sure.
And yes, I'm in it. So I like the swim because of the damn right, this is me aspect of it.
Nice.
But I really enjoyed interview because I feel like that's when they truly get to know your brain and your mind, and like, this is me and this is what I stand for.
It's the person behind the body. Yeah.
It's the perfect, yeah, this is me. Like, this is my resume and none of it is fake. I mean, I guess some people do go in it possibly being fake, but I was 100% authentic. Right. And I was like, if you don't like me, I don't give a shit. Like, yeah. I got shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think maybe that's what helped me. I was just like, take it or leave it. I mean, yeah. This is what I got.
What is it? I'm unapologetically who the hell I am.
So if I had to pick, because it's, so you got interview, you have swim, you have the costume parade, and then you have evening gown. So out of those two, I say swim because I get to be like, damn, I'm here. And then interview because I get to say, this is really who is me.
Well, it's the,
besides
it's
the smoke and mirrors.
Damn, I'm here.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right.
I think that also with the swimsuit, it's a level of vulnerability.
100%.
You're like, I am vulnerable.
I don't show people my itty bitties all the time.
And still confident. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're allowing yourself to be that vulnerable in front of a bunch of people. That takes some balls, man.
That's respect, dude.
Sure. And there's a lot, you know, when you're practicing your walk and things, that you can hide imperfections in a gown.
Right.
You and my costume can hide my legs and hide all the work that I've done. But with a swimsuit, you get to show your legs, your walk, everything. I mean, like, it takes grace to walk in those heels. And gosh, by the time you're up on stage, like, I'm walking up there with open wound sores.
Oh, absolutely.
To do it. Yeah. So,
I didn't wear a bathing suit in front of the dog.
And then, gosh, I'm about to say all of them are my favorite part. Because I love the evening gown part of it. The evening gown, because, like, when do I wear a gown like that? Right. I tell you, I don't normally. And I had a team involved in picking my gown. And it was like,
How'd you get a team?
Well, I hired one.
Well, step one.
I went to Google and I was like, what do you need to do to compete in a pageant? And it was like, hire a coach.
Team? What's on your team? Wow, all the questions.
Yeah.
People do that stuff for a living, Carrie.
Yeah,
like
they
makeup,
do.
Makeup, hair, and dress.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
So I actually was fortunate enough where my coach helped me for my states. And, you know, but you can hire an image consultant. So if I were to do this all over again, I would invest in an image person for the additional work. But I would keep my coach because she's thebomb.com. Christine Rich Consulting. Pulling in a plug for her. She didn't pay me, but she's the bomb. I paid her.
Christine Rich Consulting.
Christine Rich, she has been Mrs. World once in 2021. And, I mean, why wouldn't you want to get coached by a winner? I mean, no offense to you other coaches out there trying to get your leg out, but if you did not win it big nationally, I'm not going
to
call you.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to someone. Yeah.
Your resumes.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Why would you not look the best?
Yeah, so that's kind of like where I went, and I clicked with her immediately. I did interview other coaches, and I clicked with her. She was amazing. She's real, and she just made me feel like I wasn't far behind. She was like, you can do this. Like, she literally brainwashed me,
nice.
Coached me, helped me, and I believed it. I ate it all up, and then I went and I won. Yeah. So
what do you win when you win, besides bragging rights?
Yeah, so you get bragging rights. So that's, it depends.
No, like, trip to the Bahamas.
So each, I wish. So there actually is a pageant system that has a trip for their winners. So it truly depends on the system, and I always say, if you're shopping around to see what pageant system you want, look at that. For me, we get our nationals dues paid, so you get to stay at the Westgate for over 9 days. Nice. That includes food, room, food, board, so we were fed, taken care of. Our director has several different sponsors, and so I also was sponsored for evening gowns as well as dresses. Sometimes there is a cash prize. We did not have a cash prize here in New Mexico, but there could be next year. It truly depends on the sponsors that they have each year. And I know that certain other states, each state is different. And certain other states, I mean, the list could be long, the list could be short. So I always say, figure it out before you, to make sure it's worth your while. Some people don't want to win prizes. They want the bragging rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so
look what I can do.
Exactly. I mean, for me, that was part of it for me. Yeah. And so I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it, prove to my mom that I could do it. Yeah. And also just show other women that, yeah, you, like I said, you can be short. You don't have to be a size 2. You don't have to, you know, have the perfect nose or whatever. Like, you just have to be confident. You have to stand for something good. But so what did I win specifically?
Yeah.
So I got the trip to Nationals, a whitening kit, permanent jewelry, which I haven't gotten yet. It's like this permanent bracelet thing.
Permanent, like it's
embedded like a
in your
new
skin.
Thing. No, I think it's like they like welded on you, and so like it can't
it's
come off.
Like a dermal. Almost a little bit, maybe with a clasp. I don't know.
I think, I haven't gotten it yet,
yeah.
So I'm not sure. There's also like a cryo treatment,
cryogenic.
That's freezing, right?
Freezing some sort of, I didn't get it done. What else did we get? The gowns.
I was gonna ask. That was my next question, if they were donated.
Yeah, the sash.
We
right?
got, of course, a sash. I did not pay for the crown that we got, which does have Swarovski crystal. It is heavy. Mm. Oh, I should have brought my crown.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I can have my hubby deliver it. You know, Mrs. America, Mrs. New Mexico America calls. He's right down the street anyway. What else?
Because then we can take pictures. Because I don't know if you noticed, I was taking pictures of you earlier. Because we put that on our Facebook.
That's okay. Yeah, you told me. You told me that's cool.
So we need the crown, or I'm gonna make you one on a napkin.
Yeah.
So you have choices.
Like, I don't know if you noticed me earlier today when you were at work, but I was taking pictures of you, and then earlier at your house. When
you did consent that, remember?
Yeah, consented
to
that.
So
you
that.
Have options. Call the husband for the
crown. Let me
text
him.
Or yeah. I build one out of napkins and beer caps.
I like the napkins and beer cans because that's just a new crown to add to my collection.
I was like, do that, but still do that. Can I bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're pretty damn crafty.
I'm sure you can.
That would be my talent.
For sure.
So every state is different, though, for the prices.
Yeah.
Every state is different.
I would think just, you know, stereotypical Texas has, like, a bigger pageantry, you know, just from what they do.
You're right.
Nebraska, or you know what
actually,
I mean?
Actually, so. That Texas
and
class,
Alaska.
Mrs. Texas did win Mrs. America this year when I competed and won Best Costume.
Yeah.
Mrs. Texas won, and she had a very large class. So it was crazy.
But
they have, I want to say, 2 or 3 times as many... You know, gals or contestants as we do, and I think that has to do a little bit with, like you said, I mean, pageantry in the South is almost a necessary thing, a rite of passage for women, almost.
Exactly. I dated a girl that her mom had done it forever, so she grew up to do it forever, and like she still has her mom and like all of the things from pageants when she was little.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a family thing. Boys have football and girls have pageants. Like,
yes,
that's how Texas works. You know?
And those girls, you can tell that this is like lifestyle.
Yep.
I mean, like, I had to hire makeup people. These girls are doing their own hair and makeup to the quality of a top-level paid professional hair and makeup.
Just
I mean, that is not my
practice.
Skill.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nor mine.
And I'm not speaking for all of those contestants, but I would imagine that there's a point where they're like, this isn't fun anymore, you know?
Like, mm-hmm. But then again, it's like you were saying, like football.
Yeah.
God, that I'm fucking bored to death. But, you know, it's like reverse the roles. My husband talks to me about football, and I'm like...
I talked to Carrie about football.
Getting numb, okay? And my husband probably, like, feels the same, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, but I agree with you. I think it comes to a certain point to where you do this for development, and then after what point have you gone further enough where you are maybe developing other people? I do see a lot of queens that turn into coaches. I do see a lot of queens that quit because it's no longer fun, but then...
Well, at that point when it becomes a coaching thing, that hits a whole different level.
It's come full circle, right?
Yes,
maybe?
Exactly.
But then there are other queens that don't retire.
And
they don't retire.
Find a different career later on that those skills would translate the training.
Absolutely. And then I don't know if you ladies have heard, but what is it? Miss Universe, which is a completely different system from Mrs. America. But Miss Universe has raised the age limit. There's no limit.
Oh, wow.
You can have kids now. So before I signed up for America, not saying that I would have done Universe, but... just say now, maybe I would have done that system if that wasn't an option when I signed up for America. You could not be married, you could not have children, and you had to be under 28 years.
Yeah.
So, or 28 and under. And now they've lifted all of that. So that is bringing up a whole lot of different dynamics into pageantry where I honestly want to give credit to Mrs. America pageant system because they were pioneers in saying, we don't care about the age. We don't care if you have kids. Right. Why don't we just bring the best women from your state and let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got. Compete. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like women from... Now, the only thing that is different is that Universe does not go toe-to-toe with natural-born women, which some people find that is controversial. I say, hey, if you look like me, you want to have boobies and look like me and compete, let's go toe-to-toe. But some people feel very passionate that you have to be a natural-born woman, and so there's still that differentiation in the different systems. Now that's the only difference, in my opinion, that I see.
And that's such a new subject. And
it's a new thing. Yeah. So it's it'll progress with time, I think, hopefully. I think that's the only thing that makes pageants, different systems different now that Universe has lifted all those things. Universe says, we don't care if you're natural born. America says, you have to be natural born. Now it's like, pick your system and that's where you go.
Exactly. So I have a question.
I'm excited for Universe.
Yeah. So
I'm just
that?
Like, I don't know because I haven't looked into it because I'm currently Mrs. America and I have signed a contract where I cannot do anything else or look at anything else. So I have no clue about that.
You're going to Miss America?
I already went.
I thought you were Miss New Mexico.
I am Mrs. New Mexico America, and I got that in June. I went in August and competed for America and lost to Texas, but I did win Best Costume. Texas won and just this past weekend and competed at Mrs. World, that leads to Mrs. World. And unfortunately, she did not win. However, I'm so proud of her, Regina. She got top five, so yay, USA America. But Germany did win World. So that's the progression of that system.
Okay.
However, Universe is just its own, and you compete against all the women in Universe.
Whenever that is.
Whenever that is, which I don't know. But after my crown, we may talk about that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So.
Well, awesome. That's
okay, so my question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the whole time she's talking. If there was a male pageant, what would that look like? As far as
So there are male pageants already.
Are there really?
100%. So I was at Mrs. World.
Do they have swim gear? Swim gear, what's it called?
So it depends because a lot of them. Well, here's the thing about women and men is that they're swapping the whole swim thing for fitness wear because they're like, swim is like of the old ages and like, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
But I do, yes, they do come out in Speedos, boo. They come out in Speedos, okay? And I'd be happy to go scout those out with you. I'm a married woman, but I know you just want to scout out the pageant system.
You can look at the menu, you just can't order.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You know, and we appreciate that. We're not blind. I just go with you and I, you know, tell you what's up.
Yeah, I won't go. I prefer to eat out.
I feel you.
Oh, God.
We'll scout out the Miss Universe pageant with her. And we'll scout out the Mr. pageants with Carrie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go to Wiener Schnitzel. She's going to go to Taco Bell.
Exactly. But honestly, I'm not well educated on those systems because, you know, I'm not in them. But there are. And at World...
Mr.
Perfect Universe was there. Okay.
That's what it is? Mr. Perfect Universe?
That's what his title was, and he was wearing this thing. They don't wear the sash this way.
Why are you guys not called, like, Miss Perfect New Mexico?
Maybe we can make that system.
Well, the fact anyone makes one, it goes without saying. It goes without saying, you know? So...
I think I need to be on one, and so do you. Let's go on a beauty pageant.
Oh,
What's going to be your talent, Alicia?
Well, then, no, they took away the talent, remember?
Well, let's just say we put it back.
They have costume. And for costume, I don't know. What would you wear as a costume?
What would I wear as a costume?
Yeah.
We're asking, like, okay.
They took away the talent.
What wouldn't she wear?
Oh, good answer.
How about that? That'll help
this
her.
This is why she's so good in the answers and the questions.
I don't know what I would wear. I would wear a turd.
Okay, that's a good one. That represents.
Yeah, because I own a business.
Thank you, Poop Group, for sponsoring Female Encounters of a Life Kind.
I love
Poop Group. Your dog's business is ours. Yeah, I would be a giant turd. What would you be on your costume?
But wait, time out, ladies. I got to break it to you. It's got to represent your state. So it has to be a little bit about you. You got the poop part. But you got to make it New Mexico poop.
Poop in a sombrero or something. Or
it's like dehydrated poop because it's really hot.
What about dusty poop?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's poop with a dusting.
Poop with a little tumbleweed.
What about you can do shiprock with... Oh, wait. No, never mind. I was going to say shiprock with poop on it. No, I don't like it. No. I changed my mind, y'all.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediate withdrawal.
Yeah. The tumbleweed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, well, this is just a thinking tank. So bad ideas come forth, and then we think of better ideas afterwards.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. I would be a turd with a tumbleweed.
I like that.
Good for you.
I actually like that.
Tumble turd.
Yeah, tumble turd.
I think if you're on the run, that happens anyway, but... What would your costume be? Ooh, can I pick it?
Yeah, sure.
What would your costume be?
God. I got into that before I thought about it.
Yeah.
I just met you today. Yeah. I know poop about her, but I don't know about you.
She
would just golf wear.
Okay.
Golf wear. Yeah.
Okay. And how would you make a New Mexico golf wear? How are you gonna loop in the state in that?
She's gonna have red chili earrings.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not great. Oh, well, that's good.
I'll allow it.
I will re-pierce my ears for you.
Oh, can I allow pierce your ears? And they have to be stones or sparklies.
Okay.
Oh yeah, she could be like
can
the
they
decorator.
Light up?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I will have the ideas. She'll make them fancy.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's what you need.
I was gonna blink my ideas.
You're gonna have the idea, and then I'm gonna pageant it up.
Yeah. Blink my idea.
Yeah. Pageant it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
What,
I like
what
it.
What were your hobbies before pageants?
Oh my gosh, what were my hobbies before pageants? I had no hobbies, I just worked. I ski.
Okay.
I had a dog, he passed. His name's Wally, R.I.P. Wally.
Was he older?
He was an older pup, little Cocker Spaniel. He was black and white, and I loved him so much. And then we just had a Bernedoodle that passed away as well. So they passed away 1 year apart. They were both older. So I spent a lot of time with them. I spent a lot of time skiing. And I guess for hobbies, I involved myself in extracurricular activities here in Farmington because I'm new in town. So it's like I didn't know anyone. So I'm a chamber red coat. I did leadership San Juan. I'm in the Kiwanis team. What else? I do a lot of financial literacy stuff with the library. So I've just been doing a lot of kind of like not me things because I really want people to.
So when did you move here?
I moved 2021, August 2021.
Okay, so you're in your third year.
Yeah, going into my third year, and finally I feel like I see people around town. I see Carrie around town. I'm like, I know you. Oh my God. Yeah.
Carrie does
so
it's get
nice.
Around.
Yeah. Carrie does. She is. I do see her around.
I've seen her.
She busy.
Busy gal, man.
She a busy gal.
Where did you live before that?
So we moved here from Florida, but I'm actually from Virginia. I'm from the D.C. metro area.
Nice.
I am a person who was there for 9/11. My dad was working at the Pentagon when that happened. That's still something that shakes me to my core, and I cry literally every 9/11, and I want to be over it one day.
Yeah.
So maybe talking about this, I can be over it and not cry and be embarrassing. But lived in Virginia, and before that, I lived in New York City, and that's where my parents met. So they met in New York City at a holiday party, and I was like, ew, who the hell are you? And then they got married, and then before I knew it, I moved to Virginia to live with this military guy that worked at the Pentagon, and he turned out to be the best thing for us.
Yeah.
And from there, the rest is history. I met my husband in Florida. Okay. And at the time, he was like, I'm thinking about moving to New Mexico. And I was like, well, why? Are we going to like...
What does he do?
So he's a dentist. Okay. He's a general dentist. Okay. And he, at the time, had promised his school, they all made a promise that they were going to go work where there was a low amount of dentists, like underserved population areas. Okay. And so we came here. He's not working at the reservation, but there are very few dentists and there is a huge need here.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, here versus Durango, there's like overpopulation of dentists. So we came here. It was either here or Reno. And I came and visited here. Yeah, your face that you made, well, that's the same face I made. No, I kid you not.
No offense to Reno.
No offense to Reno, but
I have a shortage of dentists.
They do. Huh. They do. And the patients... I guess really need doctors over there, but unfortunately we visited here. Unfortunately for them, yeah. We visited here, and I mean, I kid you not, whoever is working at the Farmington, Go Farmington place, kudos to you, because when I Google Farmington now, it is not what we searched, what we found when we Googled it, because when we Googled it was just dust.
Yeah.
I kid you not, it was dust, and it was the Jesus thing, and then it was a bunch of pot plants.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you Google it now, it's different.
Oh, yeah.
And so kudos to them, because I had to come visit here, because I was like, where are you taking me? Like, I'm open-minded, I will go to a new place, but like... There's only a Walmart there? What? And so...
Also, I'd like to tell everyone that the store next to the Jesus sign has been recently painted. So I drove past it today.
On yay! What color is it? What
pink. Well, fuchsia.
The porn store?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The porn store with the guilting Jesus.
Yeah, with the guilting. But so now Jesus looks a little... Okay, whoever has a Jesus billboard needs a little upgrade. You gotta
I wonder if Jesus had a favorite color and if pink was it.
Oh, wow. Yeah?
Yes.
You wait, think it was pink? It might have been pink.
It was rainbow. Huh.
It was. No, I think it was rainbow.
No, it's painted rainbow.
No.
No, it's fuchsia.
It's Jesus fuchsia, but I was wondering what Jesus' favorite color was. And she says it's a rainbow. I think so.
Oh, it's not where my mind was going.
Oh, Carrie.
I totally agree with you about the whole Go or Farmington. What is it?
Yeah, whoever's doing the Go Farmington, whatever they're searching on Google that looks better, kudos to you.
I agree. Well, because I work in a
Jolt Your Journey.
Oh, it may be the Jolt Your Journey.
Yeah.
You Jolt Your Journey, people. Kudos.
Yeah.
I work at a crane company, and we do a lot of work for the surrounding area, but we also outsource and have to send jobs to our Phoenix branch, too. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Farmington. I'm like, no, actually, it's really not that bad.
Well, mm-hmm. You can, like, there's something all the time. Like, winter, you mm-hmm. can ski.
Yeah.
Summer, you can go to the lake.
Yeah. And
we like said, love it here.
Durango is oversaturated with dentists, but you can go there. It's 45 minutes. Like, you know?
Well, so, and, you know,
skip and a jump.
Because when we first moved here, my hubby's like, oh, well, you know, Durango's up the street. And I was like, fuck Durango.
Yeah.
Like, we need to stay here.
Yeah.
This is where we're setting up shop.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, like, why not support the businesses here? Yes, maybe it's a little slower, whatever, but, like, we are what they need to progress.
Right?
I mean, and so like-minded people, we just have to stick together.
Yep.
Sure, go to Durango once a quarter, more than that.
For snowdown.
Exactly.
End. Oh, yeah, snowdown's coming up.
Yeah. And I guess for skiing, the end.
Oh, right.
But yeah.
But that's
snowdown.
A day trip.
Yes.
The end. No.
We do have season passes, but you know, that's all we do there, period.
So I can't ski to save my life.
Oh, my God.
Same.
I feel you.
Same.
Well, time out. Have you guys gotten lessons?
No, but I can snowboard like a month.
Okay. I can't snowboard.
Yeah.
I couldn't ski before I moved here, and I got lessons, and now I can ski.
I could not keep my legs together. I tried a whole day.
It's difficult.
I read that on the bathroom wall.
But now I want to take up snowboarding, but I'm scared because of the whole like wrist thing. Everybody's like, you're going to break your wrist. And I'm like, I don't want to break my wrist.
Just make sure you blend in your butt.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah.
No,
I can do that.
My kid just broke his wrist last weekend.
See that? Were they snowboarding?
I don't know. They were on snow. I don't know what they were
probably
doing.
Probably on a board.
Make it a mental note to only carve out backwards.
Okay.
So,
carve out backwards. And then there's a whole, like, lift, getting off the lift.
Which is...
embarrassing part thing.
Oh, that's
that you guys look not graceful on your snowboards.
I do.
I haven't seen you. I was like, I haven't seen you. I need to check it out.
Yeah.
I haven't been up there in years, and now I just go to People Watch.
Oh, well, that's okay.
We need to, that's not okay. We need to get you on a board or some skis.
Good Lord.
And I said, you know what, though? Life's short, Carrie. Let's do it.
Come on.
That's where my Hello Kitty helmet's going to come in.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not messing around. We're going to set up a date.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
We're going to set up
like a
date.
Year, right?
No.
It's still fresh, though. We can still go.
Well, okay.
I mean, maybe next year. Okay.
That's just one season missed.
Yeah, one season missed.
I forgive that.
Can you go, like, what's it called, tandem? Like when you jump out of a plane, like parachuting, and you just hold on to somebody?
We are not talking about that. I don't know about.
No, I mean, can you ski tandem? Can I just be strapped onto somebody?
Okay, actually.
Can I be strapped onto somebody? No.
I don't know, because I did see a blind fella skiing
right now,
the other day. I did see a blind fella, and he had a person.
Oh.
He had a person.
Well, I can pretend to be blind for the ride.
Yeah.
How about we put you on a sleigh ride?
Why don't we just throw her in a toboggan?
Toboggan. Do it.
We'll ride a hockey team and get you on a Zamboni at halftime. Is that cool?
I'd rather ride the hockey
team. My Zamboni has another Zamboni.
My Zamboni has a first name. It's
Zamboni.
Yeah.
I can't smell that at all.
Well, I just like saying Zamboni.
I would cough through it like her last name.
Well, house key.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, what? House key.
We're house key.
How about that? Or you can just call me Perla, Carrie. You just, you know.
Well, it's just Perla.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect.
Do you know my last name?
Hmm?
Do you know my last name?
Inskeep.
Wow. Damn. And she's bright.
Don't mess with me. I'm your banker.
Damn.
Do I know your last name?
She's my poop dealer.
I'm your poop dealer. I make sure them poop deals
she
go
puts
through.
Up my crap.
It's not that much.
I'm a pretty jolly person when I call every single day.
Yeah, she's a really nice client.
We don't divulge
client information, but since she's here, she's
VIP.
A good client. She gets an A for client.
I better be VIP, right?
You are totally VIP. That's why I said no holds for Carrie. Oh my God, JK Wofford Bank. We follow procedure. She gets a hold if she needs it. Okay,
yes,
Wofford Bank.
I love the name. Because Washington Federal? Is that what it's short for?
It's Washington Federal. Yeah. So Wofford is our ticker symbol.
Genius.
And we're cool like that. Yeah. But no,
I'm
but Carrie's VIP.
Name.
She
my
VIP.
My name is Alicia Martinelli. You can call me A-Mart, I guess.
What'd you say?
I A-Mart? Said I wanted a ticker name. My name is Alicia Martinelli.
You got to be publicly traded for that. You want that?
This close.
Wow.
You got to be publicly
more
traded.
More off-season.
Wow.
We're going to go. Okay, yeah. No, you didn't answer me.
I did. Was I supposed to?
Oh, nickname's true?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can share our private husband and wife nickname.
Yeah, we only have six listeners.
He calls me. I'm wondering if I started calling him that and he started calling me this, or I don't know where it started, but he calls me Nums. Like,
just once?
Like something you eat, like nummy nums, like nums.
I was gonna say just once or nums.
It depends. So, like sometimes he'll say nums or he'll. Yeah, it's just nums.
Okay. Well, that's cute.
My Nums.
No, what
I
do you call
know.
Him?
Nums.
That's you call each other?
Who started it? I don't know.
Nums version 2.
Nummy.
That's long.
Wow.
Nummies.
What else do I call them? Nummies. Babe.
Like when you're in a bad mood. Like, yo, dipshit. Like, what else do you call him?
I don't talk to him when I'm in a bad... I don't call him nothing. We don't talk.
Call
I did the whole I'm not giving you the silent treatment because I think that's immature by punishing you by taking away my love. I'm
I like turn into a
process.
5-year-old who's on timeout and doesn't talk.
I'm simply going to process my response and reaction to this after I think about it for 5 to 7 days.
The funny thing is that is so emotionally involved, like evolved what you just said.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
because I do, like, if I know myself, if I'm reactive and I respond like that, it never works out well for anyone. So it's like, I'm not giving you a silent treatment. I'm simply just not
upset.
I'm calming down before I respond.
Okay.
That's true.
I get that. Sometimes we need to get level-headed.
Yeah. Because what is that saying? Don't make permanent choices
off temporary problems.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. Something like that. Don't make permanent...
Don't make
like life.
Carrie's trying to get another beer.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, bartenders at Traeger's. We appreciate you.
Bartenders at Traeger's, they're amazing.
Yeah, they are. They are, well, and they remember what we want all the time. So every Wednesday when we come in here, it's like, the usual.
The usual? Can I get the usual?
The usual?
Oh, they know. You're usual
here. Yeah, we're
here.
Usuals. We're a little bit regular. About ourselves. We're in, what, our 8th month of this?
I love it.
I don't even ask.
Yeah. We have a good time. We just talk and bullshit. And
I think we're pretty witty.
I think so. Pretty witty.
Pretty witty.
We're witful, like full of wit.
Full of something. I don't know if it's bullshit.
That's you, Carrie.
Oh, come on.
I like puns and zingers is what I call them.
You do.
She's really good at zingers.
They told me at Mrs. World, some of the pageant ladies, they said, Perla, you know what we remember you by? Your one-liners. And I'm like, well, they must be funny, I guess.
Oh, yeah, when you just say
that's
something, it's like...
That's the greatest compliment anyone
can really? I like, book? Wasn't sure. Oh, yeah. It was like one-liners. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I was like, that's chill.
Because you don't need a lot of words. You just need that, and it's pertinent, and it's quick.
And I just get it across. Yeah, let's just move on. Yeah, and let's make it funny, too, right? Yes. Even though I don't try, it just comes out.
See,
that's me.
Alicia, oh God, what was that one you had me cracking up when we were doing that stupid garage sale? And you were sorting out your albums, and it was R&B, more R than B. Like, like just silly little shit like that. Right? It's a good one, though. Oh, and, it's going to come to me. Oh, it'll come to me in, like, 5 minutes, and then I'll just spit it out.
Anyway, yeah, so we've been doing this podcast. Do you have a minute? Because we
I want to know.
For 30 minutes, so, okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it for the whole hour.
Yeah, we're going to do it for the whole hour and possibly break it into
Well, that'll allow for my hubby to...
That's
said he's
actually
coming.
Why I'm stalling, because I
he's
knew
coming.
You were on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Might have caught that.
I may have offered him a beer or two to come here, but you know, nothing like a good bribe.
Can we put him on the show and be like, how is it with Miss New Mexico?
Oh my God.
Is there any kind of numbness going on? Like, can I
please ask him.
Yeah. I'm going to mess with him when he gets here.
I feel like if for the first like 3 months of my reign, like it was so stressful for me and he was enjoying it so much. He'd be like, Mrs. New Mexico. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Calling on Mrs. New Mexico. We met in Florida. We met on Bumble. Do you guys know about Bumble?
Bumble, yes.
It's like the girl initiated thing.
Yep.
It's like Tinder. Do you know Tinder?
I mean, I've heard
Carrie,
of all these things.
Carrie, we got to update things, you. We got to update you.
I haven't done any of it.
So
I've heard about him.
Okay, time out. For all of you who do not know, to include Carrie, how Tinder works, I'll explain Tinder so then you can understand the premise
of
Bumble.
Will I be Tinder afterwards?
Yeah, you should be.
All right.
Okay. So Tinder is an app where you swipe left if you... So first of all, you'll go in this app and you'll say who you are and you'll post a photo of yourself and your facts about yourself, just like every other dating thing. And then what it does is it'll display a certain album of people and you can set it to a certain radius or like certain people a certain age. You can add filters to it. I had a filter for 1 mile radius because I wasn't about to see anyone past a 1 mile radius. Anyway, so then what you do is it'll show you an album of like, let's say 20 people in a row within whatever filters that you've set. Once you swipe to the left is if you don't like them, and you swipe to the right if you do like them.
And then what happens if you like them?
Well, if you like them and they also like you and they swipe you to the right, it'll literally tell you right then and there with both of your photos, it's a match. And then it'll take you to like this other platform where you can text each other. Or it's within the same platform, but it's like a messenger section.
You know how this works, because I told you that I had them reversed, that I thought it was like...
Oh, no!
I hear about it all the time. People are like, oh, I'm going to swipe.
I only had it for one day.
But I've never...
You got to re-get it.
I've never done it.
Okay, but here's the kicker. So on Tinder, men and women can swipe left and right, and you'll match each other that way. However, on Bumble, the woman... and the man swipe left and right, but only if you match, only the woman can reach out to the man and say, we're a match.
Oh.
Let's talk.
It's a power move.
I mean, it was the way for me.
Do dudes like that?
It doesn't matter.
I literally got married to a man who was on there.
So yes. The consensus is yes.
Well, because you know some dudes are like, I gotta be the man, I gotta open the door for her, I gotta be the man to ask her out. You know what I mean? Like,
Then they must be on Bumble looking for a woman that wants that.
But the woman has to initiate. Does that take away from their manhood?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't see it that way. I would see it as that woman wants me. But
it's just a question.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a good question, but I feel like maybe not. We should ask Max.
Well, I have an idea. This is my next business thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And it's gonna be like
This when you go ahead.
Oh, what?
What's your business thing?
Go ahead.
Like, it's like a dating website thingy, but other people get to vote. So, like, I'm going to read about this dude and this chick. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I will vote. So it's almost like a reality show, but you vote for the next life. Like, oh, yeah, you guys go on a date because I read about him and I read about her.
Okay, so you're saying people outside of you two will, like, vote on you two being a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Because I would be on there all the
this
time.
This is proprietary information that belongs to Carrie and no one else.
It is. This is mine, damn it. And what's it?
Dude, we need to come up with a name for this one.
Don't copy my intellectual property. But yeah, because I would be on there and I'd be like, oh, talking to myself in my head. Oh, Sandra, honey, we already had two motorcyclists. It didn't work, so I'm going to put a thumbs down on the motorcyclist.
So the only interaction, it's like Dancing with the Stars, but like dancing with dates.
Yes, okay, I like that.
But it takes away it takes away some of the raw emotion on the two people by having an outsider looking in.
But you are only basing it on their profiles, correct?
Well, I mean, you could base it on profile, but you could also say if you watch some of their messages.
I guess according to Carrie, you're basing it on maybe your personal knowledge that you may have on them.
Yeah, because let's just say
let's say I know something that she doesn't know about him, and I will vote no because he was a turd ass to my friend.
Right.
Or yes, because even though he broke up with my friend, he's so good for Carrie.
Just say I've been on this website for a couple months, and I've seen Sandra go out with two motorcyclists, never worked. I would be like, if she was liking another motorcyclist, I'd be like, come on, Sandra, you've already tried that.
What you're describing, I think, sounds a lot like a best friend.
Well, yeah, kind of, but a best friend also isn't as objective, I guess. Like, from an outsider looking in. So I think that would be, and we're going to put you on there. I get to vote who you date.
I like that.
But what if you even had, like, a little glimpse of their text messages, conversations, because you'd be like, wow,
that's intrusive.
But
seriously, you could be
I don't know, Carrie, I don't know about that part.
This guy's a stick in the mud, she's all about herself, you know what I mean?
No, because I feel like that's private.
So then you're
but
just
what
going
I can
off,
do is
looks
tell
profile,
you.
Just looks a profile and previous dating.
I think, yes, but I think I can put, hey, I had a conversation with this person, but not poster conversation.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay. That's the opposite of a stick in the mud. That's me.
A cloud in the air?
You're quicksand.
What?
Wait.
Quicksand.
That's not the opposite. That's still, like, sucking in somehow.
That sounds worse than a stick
in the
mud.
But it does sound
like a stick in the quicksand. That sounds like my grandma. Yeah. Holy moly.
A stick in the mud, like, doesn't.
But never to be
doesn't
seen
move.
Again.
It doesn't move.
But it's stuck
moves.
In something.
And it makes people
So I think
move.
The opposite of something stuck is something free.
I'm just going to be a little dirt devil. Like,
I don't get your mental.
Like the little dude in the cartoons.
Oh, Taz?
Tasmanian devil, yeah. I'm going to be a dirt devil. Yeah.
I stick in the mud and stick in the quicksand. That's crazy.
Why? It's a faster stick.
Well, I do have a pretty fast stick.
Yeah, because if you're in the quicksand, it's a fast stick versus a slow stick.
I almost moved to Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah. That's my stomping grounds back there.
I guess it was 3 years ago now.
I'm from the DMV.
4 years ago.
You know about that DMV?
I do.
Yeah, so that's... What were you going to go do over there?
I work at a crane company, and it shut down. And now I'm at a new crane company, so that's a different story. But I was at a crane company, and they were transferring me to Baltimore.
Oh my God, your life was about to change.
It was about to change.
Like, I don't know about for the better at all. Okay.
They're like, hey, you don't have a job, but you do have a job back there. So go ahead and get skeet skeet, right? And so I almost moved to Dundalk, Baltimore.
I haven't heard of that place.
That is right off of... It's the furthest by the bay. It is so close. That is Dundalk.
Uh-huh.
It smelled like fish, and I kind of liked it. But I didn't move because I found a better job here that paid more, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
Like...
I'm glad because... No, shade to Baltimore, but living in Virginia, we made fun of Baltimore because...
I got that vibe. But it was... COVID, and nothing was open.
I feel you.
To experience anything.
I'm glad you followed your gut.
Yeah, it was a rough one for a hot minute. I'd be in Baltimore right now.
And we would never have met.
Sound sad about it too. Like, I just don't like it. I don't like it for you. I'm glad you did not go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
However, if another opportunity comes, Baltimore's not that bad, but like, it's not my first choice. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Baltimore?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I have.
I want to say no. No, I have not.
The correct answer, Carrie, was not on purpose.
I'd like to say that literally not on purpose.
No, no.
I went to a strip club in Baltimore, and let's just say things happened there that...
If you could move anywhere, where would you guys move?
I felt like I had to confess to my husband. If we moved, where would we move?
Like, if you could move anywhere.
Just moved here. That's crazy.
Literally. I did try to convince my husband for us to move to Las Vegas. And I think I almost... Nevada. I think I almost had him convinced, but it's just something about it that is too fast as
you
well.
You say Nevada. Interesting.
Yeah, not Nevada.
Nevada.
It's Nevada.
Nevada. Nevada. Nevada. Nevada. I'm not sure.
Do you say Missouri or Missouri?
Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we talking about my marriage?
I say crayons, too. Not
milk.
Crowns.
Milk.
Yeah, is there another way to say milk?
Milk. Some people say
milk. Oh, milk. No, milk. Yeah. Milk, crayons.
What the hell have you people been?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Mm. There's, caramel.
Yeah, I say
that's
caramel.
Like four triggers.
It depends, I think.
Yeah.
Potato, potato. Advertisement versus advertisement.
Advertisement.
Advertisement, advertisement.
I've got an advertisement, Papa.
That sounds way better. Yeah.
What's that one spoonful of sugar movie?
Medicine.
Advertisement. Oh, yeah, that's where I was like, I'm forever going to say advertisement after this.
Advertisement. It's
advertisement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually say Thanksgiving. Like, it's too... It's not Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like, it's two words.
That sounded exactly
like
the same.
You put a little pause.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I like that a little better. Growing up, I thought it was two words. I don't know.
Say it.
It may be because English is my second...
Thanksgiving.
Why is there such an emphasis on the Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
It's Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving.
What
is it? It's
a bunch of food and
this
family.
This is why you weren't invited to my Thanksgiving.
I wasn't. Did you have a Thanksgiving?
I was in Phoenix.
Oh, like, did you even have one? Where did I go for Thanksgiving?
You asked where we could move if we could move anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere has its thing. Everywhere, is it pro, con? I don't have. Like,
I still feel like Vegas has everything that I would love, but I feel like it would also be too busy, so I'm with him. But
that's a lot
maybe,
of people.
I mean,
I feel like that would be my spot, honestly. I feel like it has everything that I would really.
A little bit, like, off the strip, obviously.
Yeah, not on the strip, no way. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe even
fun.
Like some suburb, like maybe an hour away or something. Yeah, wherever that
answer.
Is, I don't even know.
It's about 40 minutes.
She north. Knows.
Yeah.
She works at a crane company, but she's secretly a realtor in Las Vegas.
A topographer.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my secret.
Secretly geologist.
Yeah. I did want to be a cartographer when I grew up. But
that's hard.
I know. That's why I'm not. No, I
you can still
job,
do
it. It's fine.
Your Mrs. If, New Mexico America believes in you, and you can
you.
Do it.
And actually, I do believe you because you did it.
Yeah,
did
it. Literally,
did it.
You can do it.
Doing it well. Oh, no one likes it when
it has been delivered.
Oh, that's a cute little bag.
Let's show it to you.
Put it on.
And your sash. Thank you.
I'll put it on for you guys.
Thank you. I'm gonna take pictures.
I only like to show up with it on if I'm invited with it on or if I think it's worthy of it on. Because
there's something
can I feel how heavy
I found that some people look at me weird. When,
can
you
I
know?
Feel how heavy it is?
Absolutely.
Oh, Carrie. Oh,
Carrie, do you want to try it on, Carrie?
Shit, sure.
Oh,
she's
going
to clip
she
on
gonna
my,
put it on herself.
Clip on my bald side. You better take a picture, girl.
Okay. It is on Carrie right now. How cute.
That is. Oh, hello.
Did you get a good picture? Take a few different ones.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get any. Guys,
look. Look, Perla has an audience that Kim's and I. She's got fans. Did you take a good picture of me?
Yeah.
I asked her to.
Hey! I wanted to see how heavy it was.
It's heavy.
Okay, now your turn. Now I'll do it after.
Let me tell you, the public always has an opinion.
The public does.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
The public always has an opinion. I was just told to not let you wear my crown, but you know,
I know
what?
I heard
it's,
that. And
it's
I just
my
gave
crown.
Her a look. I'm like, it's her crown, her choice.
It's my crown, yeah.
Her crown, her choice. I like that. Character.
Literally. And I always like to offer for people to wear it because I
why
want
not?
You to I want you to feel it.
It goes back to what she said at the very beginning. We support each other.
100%. And I'm not threatened by you.
Me only.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not threatened by that at all.
And that is actually a really...
Now y'all just saw that in action. Yeah. You just saw it in action. Yeah. So there
Absolutely.
You go.
That was a little wild.
Yeah, because I heard her say that to you, and then she looked at me, and I was like...
You know, welcome to pageant world. It gets weird.
That it was on what?
It's being recorded.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Do we have a what?
Birthday. I don't know. I saw the
phone. Oh, no. She actually is.
We're doing a podcast, and this is Miss New Mexico on our podcast.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Wow. It's better than a birthday.
Could I get a photo?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
This also does happen.
Washington.
Okay, I love your queen. She's amazing. We're from Washington.
See, this is what
okay.
This is a good one.
This is the energy that we're here for.
Missoula.
Women.
So. That's Montana.
This is what we're here for.
Oh, wait.
That's right.
She's having a conversation.
Okay, she's an amazing queen as well, but I don't know any places.
Yeah. You want to get a picture? Get a picture.
Absolutely.
Oh, she just wandered off. Washington.
Anyway, yes, fans. That's what it's all about. Support, support.
Yes.
And we just had some fans.
And we have just been joined. We've just been joined.
By Max.
Mr. New Mexico America.
Wachowski.
No, I coughed through his last name already.
Wachowski?
It was Max.
She can never say
the
name wrong.
You put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Bless your heart.
We just have a few questions for you.
I forgot them, but she remembers them.
But you are on the spot.
What is it like dating a winner?
It's nice being married to a winner.
I was married twice to losers, so I would assume.
I said dating.
She's the only one I've ever been married to, so I don't know anything else than being married to a winner. But I do enjoy it.
Would you say that she's set the bar very high?
She has.
Okay, cool.
There won't be any bitches after this. Just kidding.
Well, that's the plan, isn't it, right? Yeah, that's the plan.
One and done.
One and done.
Are you going to be like Mr. New Mexico?
I guess.
And your athletic gear is what you said, right?
Yeah. She was asking me about the Mr. pageants, and I was like, I don't really know what goes down, but I told her how we met him at the World Pageant. There was a Mr. What was his title?
Perfect.
Mr. Perfect?
Yeah. I think it was called Mr. Perfect World.
Mr. Perfect World. That was
such
his title.
Bold.
But I don't know if he actually won that, or if you just print out it. Honestly, you could just easily pay for a sash like that and wear it yourself. No one's really going to question you.
Son of a bitch, I'm in. I'm going to be Miss Perfect.
Don't tell Carrie that too many times. She'll make her own pageant.
I will.
So honestly, I create your own pageant system and crown yourself every year.
It's going to be like part creativity and costume. I want everyone to make their own sash and like expose it. Like,
I love that.
Right?
He misses it. International,
is this
worldwide.
The theme you want for your birthday party?
Yeah, I want everyone
to wear a
sash.
I like
Shit,
that.
Yeah. I'm going to forget about that. So can we remember that next November?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, a party where everyone wears their own sash. Yeah.
And their own costume if they didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
And my birthday's around Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe we should do it around my birthday, which is around June 11th.
Mine's better.
I was a test. Mine's on the 17th.
Are we going to have your birthday party at my house again?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that was fun.
Anyway, Perla.
I think I'm still hungover. That was in
June. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I think it's been fun.
It has. It's been a hoot.
I'd love to come back, so definitely let
absolutely.
Me know.
Well, because that's one of the things I wanted to talk about before we... Because before we started recording, we were talking about banking, and like I want to know what it's like to be a banker, because...
I can tell you.
So that could be a really cool new show.
Like to talk to
you want to talk to the banker, Perla?
Yeah.
Not the
Mrs. Different
Perla.
Hat.
We would like you to bring your...
Wait, don't bankers have a hat?
We don't wear
visible hats. No, didn't
but
they have visors and a thing?
No, you're thinking the stock exchange market.
Well, you're thinking of a casino here.
I was thinking of a casino.
No, the people at the stock exchange in New York City in the 80s used to wear what she's talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, so we need you to wear that outfit.
Okay, I do have a green one. I'll wear it for you.
Awesome. A green hat.
No, I have a green visor clear thing that you're talking
do
about.
Do it.
I have one that lights up.
Do you have anything?
Wait, wait.
No, I don't think so. Do I?
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.